Thank you, Chair. We take the floor in our national capacity. We thank the panelists for their presentation, specifically the eloquent delivery on the real connection and linkage between the provisions of the International Covenant on Socioeconomic Rights and Development. My government has consistently echoed the close linkage on the provision, promotion, and enjoyment of the rights embedded in the International Covenant on Socioeconomic and Cultural Rights to Development. We reaffirm that human rights must be addressed with a global context through a constructive, non-confrontational, non-politicized, and non-selective dialogue-based approach. It is essential, therefore, that the Human Rights Council, this room 20 where we sit, gives and is given equal attention to the civil political rights and the economic rights. At least we have seen the attention that the civil political rights enjoy in this room. Issues of poverty, underdevelopment, marginalization, and instability engender social and economic exclusion and violation of human dignity and human rights, which cannot be divorced from the meaningful discussion relating to human rights. Hence our continued emphasis and focus on attainment of socioeconomic development as well as the right to development. Chair Rapporteur, beyond domesticating the provisions of the International Covenant in our domestic laws as an obligation of states, the real question and focus is the ability to guarantee the enjoyment of those rights on our national laws. There is no state, and I repeat, no government, nor entity anywhere that would be or wish not to guarantee the rights of socioeconomic rights for their citizens. We would be happy to learn today if one exists. However, as you will all note, to guarantee these rights is heavily dependent on the level of development. How are we going to guarantee enjoyment of these rights amidst the growing debt? How are we going to ensure the total eradication of poverty, malnutrition, illiteracy, amidst the unfair global infrastructure on the financial order? We agree data is extremely important to inform the planning, response, and implementation of the provisions of the covenant. But again, if I may ask, how is the data gathered? What's the ability of a financially struggling state to gather authentic data? Does it have the financial capacity? Of course it's not. But for it to be comprehensive, it also requires to be disaggregated. It requires technology. It requires digital skills. And hence, more than ever, we could not agree with you more when you called for international cooperation, for assistance. Assistance should be geared towards these important areas and not topics that do not lead to development. The Human Rights Council, the High Commissioner for the Human Rights, should be intentional on giving the deserved attention to the socio-economic rights for states. And we should not shy away from real discussion on the real unfair global financial infrastructure and the imbalanced international economic order. This council cannot be loud on one type of rights against the other. We cannot speak more when it comes to political and be silent on the economic. Chair, it's on this basis that we request the Office of the High Commissioner to be loud, to write, to speak, and to support in his actions towards this working group on the right to development. We would also like to ask that how else can we bring the financial institutions that are at the center of development to the realities of the unfair international economic order? I hope the panelists can help us with that. We can tell from the room that the appetite on this important topic is very low. We can all tell largely that it is a topic for probably the developing states. How do we interest the developed world to prioritize this? We are happy to have the students around. I can assure them that they are very privileged to participate in this because I can assure you that students from Uganda may never get the same opportunity. But more than ever, students, we count on you to inform the future generation, to the leaders of tomorrow of the developed world, to avoid the double standards and give the deserved attention to development, if indeed we want human rights. If we are interested in the enjoyment of human rights, we cannot agree any better with the Special Rapporteur when he said that development is the sibling. To Uganda, actually, development is not just a sibling. We think it's the mother, it's the parent, it's the DNA of enjoyment of any other right. We should not tire in reminding ourselves and our particular partners to support and address the international economic order. Whether they're in the room or not, we could have their friends in the room. And indeed, we are friends all. Loans, financial aid and any support should equally prioritize transformational sectors for development. Support infrastructure, support agriculture, support industrialization, and create employment opportunities with the same appetite that we have for supporting civil and political rights. Thank you very much, Rapporteur, and want to thank the panelists for the very eloquent delivery on this issue. I thank you.